Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to talk about how you can take care of yourself while you take care of a disabled or dependent parent. Many years ago, I worked in elder care, and one of the things that I noticed as I was working there was that there were many children who felt that they absolutely had to be there for this parent all of the time. They felt like their life was being sucked out of them. They felt like they didn't have a life other than taking care of their parent. And this is really a hard way to live a life. It creates a lot of stress, not only on the person who's doing the caregiving, because many times if you're taking care of someone who's elderly, they're dealing with a lot of medical issues, which makes them feel uncomfortable. Sometimes they're moody, and it can be a lot to handle. Now, I don't know why this is the case, but it seems like it's one sibling that is chosen in any family to do most of the caregiving. This creates another whole issue because if this person is taking care of the parent a lot of the time, the spouse feels like there's no time for the two of them to do things, or worse, the spouse might be forced to help the child of the parent to go out of their way to also help, which can build resentment and stress in the relationship. The appropriate thing is to do the best that you can in the situation and realize that you too, as a caregiver, deserves to have a life of your own. What that means is that you need to have a life of your own. How does that look? Well, some of the things that you can do for yourself would be to, first of all, take the time you need for yourself. It's imperative because there's no way you're going to be able to be of any help to anyone else if you're feeling resentful and angry for having to be present to take care of this person. Parent or not parent, it still is a lot of time and effort on your part. The second thing that you need to do is you need to have a sense of how much time is healthy for you to be doing the things that need to be done for your parent. Because you need to have time with your own family and your own friends. I learned this the hard way when I was taking care of my own mom several years ago now. She had to be taken to the doctors quite often. She had a lot of health issues that needed to be contended with. And then after that, she'd want to go out to lunch, and by the time we were done doing all the things that she wanted to do, which sometimes would include shopping afterwards, I found that most of my day was gone. On the days that I wasn't working with her to get her stuff done, I was working in my own business. And I found for myself the difficulty and the stress that was involved in giving up my life, basically to help my mother to get the things done that she needed to get done. It was really only when I went through my calendar, going through to do taxes, that I realized how much time I had spent with her, how much time I had spent in my practice, and how my own friends, well, there was no time for my own friends. And this accounted for much of the stress and much of the unhappiness that I was feeling during this period of time. So even though I had worked in elder care for years, I fell into the same trap that many people do. And this is why I'm telling you, you have to take time for yourself. You need time to exercise, you need time to eat well, you need time for your own family, and you need time for your own friends. And if you work for a living, you need time for that as well. So you need to calendar the time that you're going to spend taking care of your parent. And if it becomes something that is overtaking your life, you need to go out there to the senior center near you and find out what it is that you can do in order to get extra help for yourself. I remember one case where I was called in to do some companionship work with this one older woman. She was delightful. She was in her 90s. And it so happened that her niece was the one who was taking care of her in the niece's home. And the niece hadn't had a break in months, many, many months, which meant that she had no life other than the life to take care of this aunt of hers. She needed the respite help. She needed someone to come in so that she could go out and spend some time with her own friends and with her own husband, just doing fun things out there in the world. These services are definitely available out there. The other thing, too, that comes up many times, and I know there's a person at my church who's dealing with this right now. She's living in her mom's house. Her mom has some dementia going on, and I believe the mother is incontinent as well. And there's a whole lot of work to be done with her mom just to keep her safe and healthy. I know that her sister helps her out so she can get out of the house once in a while. But really, she feels like the burden is on her to take care of her mother. And she's depressed and frustrated and can't really seem to find the right help. Seriously, there's elder agencies out there. If you look for people who do home health care, call them up and find out what is available to help you, to help your parent. Because there's a lot of service out there. There's home health aiding, where they'll help to give showers and baths to the person. There's a homemaker who can come in a couple of times a week and do shopping and cleaning of the house, at least the area that the person who needs the help lives in and uses regularly. There's laundry help. There's all kinds of help out there. So go call these places and go find out what your relative is capable of having help with so that you don't feel like you have to take on the whole burden. Because truthfully, there's very few cases when that's the truth. Usually an elder person has some decent insurance in place. And now with Obamacare, I'm sure there will be more available to help out those people who really truly need the help. You just have to know where to go. Senior services, home health aid companies, and you can even call the senior centers in your area to get referrals for how to go about getting the help that you need. Because, seriously, I have seen people out there in the field get to the point where they were so cranky and so upset and so stressed out that it really wasn't fair to them. The woman at my church really needs to find a way to get her mother into nursing care because she's really at the point where she really requires that kind of care to keep her safe and healthy, something she's working on right now. There is no reason to be a martyr around this. There's help. Go find it, and good luck with it.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.